Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. The editorial staffs at a number of small-town newspapers in Vermont and Massachusetts are about to get smaller still. New England Newspapers Incorporated has laid off 10 editorial employees at papers it owns, including the Brattleboro Reformer, the Bennington Banner, the Manchester Journal, and the Berkshire Eagle in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The newspaper chain is yet to make the announcement formal, but Vermont's VT Digger learned of and reported on the layoffs this week. Randy Holhut of The Commons has also been reporting on the layoffs at the Brattleboro Reformer in the paper's July 1st issue. The Commons is a small nonprofit weekly based in Brattleboro, and Randy Holhut joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report to tell us more about these big changes at small papers. Randy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Now, can you tell us what you know about the layoffs? How many people have lost their jobs here, and who's left, really, at these small-town papers?
The situation I'm most familiar with is the Reformer, since I did two tours there, most recently before I got to the Commons in 2010. But at the Reformer, they lost their longtime news clerk, Patricia Smith. Pat was there for more than 40 years. She started there in 1969, and is pretty much the institutional memory and soul of the newsroom. They also lost one of their senior reporters, Mike Farr. He covers several small towns in southeast Vermont. And the former editor of the Reformer, Tom DiRico, he was promoted to a marketing job, and he got laid off. Bennington lost a reporter and a news clerk, and the Manchester Journal lost their only reporter. So there's only their editor, Andrew McKeever.
Well, it's been tough for southern Vermont in general to get adequately covered by statewide media outlets to this point, with even more papers now being cut to the bone. Your Brattleboro nonprofit weekly, The Commons, is practically the only game in town. I mean, will you be able to expand your coverage, but with your limited staff?
Well, we're looking to do that. Right now, we're able to really do an awful lot with an awful little. We can do an awful lot with the limited resources we have, but the expectations will climb as things change in the media landscape in southern Vermont. And that means just we need to staff up. We'll need to increase our resources. And that means the community needs to get involved, because any newspaper, any media outlet's as good as the community it serves and the support it receives from the community. And with a nonprofit newspaper like ours, the community participation is essential to making it work.
Randy, what can you tell us about New England Newspapers, Inc., which, you know, owns these smaller newspapers? I know they've had some trouble with Digital First Media, which owns newspapers in 15 states. Apollo Global Management, a hedge fund, was poised to purchase the national paper in the spring, but then backed out. What is New England Newspapers saying about these layoffs, if anything, to this point?
There's no official announcement from their headquarters in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We did obtain a memo from the person who's in charge, Ed Woods, and it did say that these layoffs were done to position the paper to be more profitable in the coming year. These layoffs were kind of timed with the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, and it's done with an eye toward making it more profitable for a potential buyer, because the chain is still for sale. Except instead of the selling it in one swoop like they wanted to the hedge fund, Apollo, now they're selling the parts of it one by one.
Is this a company that does well financially on its own?
Well, the Reformer's always been a profitable newspaper. And in recent years, unfortunately, the profitability has come as they've reduced overhead and staff. The newspaper now is printed in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So they've eliminated a whole shift of press crew in Brattleboro, and they've cut back on circulation. That's done in Pittsfield also. They've cut back on layout and design. That's done off-site. And now they're down to two reporters. So, you know, if you cut down your head count, sure, you'll be more profitable because your payroll will be lower.
But the local coverage, I imagine, is going to suffer.
That is true, and in Brattleboro particularly. The readers of the Reformer and of our paper, The Commons, they're really particular, and they know when they're not getting what they think they should be getting, and they're not afraid to make themselves known.
Well, you know, there's no small irony, too, in the recent loss of Norman Runyon, who I know that you know very well, a great veteran newspaper man who worked at the Reformer, I believe worked at the Commons, too. Is that right?
Well, he was one of the advisors to the people who tried founding it. He was sought out, and he offered his knowledge base to the people who were founding the paper. He was there just for a brief time at the beginning, but his spirit is what kind of infects the paper, because I worked with him in his last year, and the people in town that remember him well, and that the power he had as an editor, that he had statewide influence, and he had the ability to get things done on a statewide level and have the paper taken seriously on a statewide level.
And he passed away recently, but I know that years ago he had actually made mention of some of the coverage of small town news, and he was lamenting the fact that there wasn't enough support from these bigger chains that were buying up these smaller papers.
When news becomes a commodity rather than a public service, this is what happens. I mean, you're there to satisfy the hedge funds or the stockholders instead of the people who are your readers or listeners or viewers, and profit comes ahead of public service, and this is what you get.
And briefly, Randy, what's been the public reaction so far to the news of these layoffs?
The public reaction, at least judging by the Facebook traffic, has been shock and dismay, and what can we do to help? We've also had an incident of our newspaper being stolen from boxes in downtown Brattleboro. We don't know if it's related to the Reformer story, but it's pretty alarming when all your papers disappear as soon as you put them out, and not because people are grabbing them to read them.
Randy Holhut of the Commons, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.